the middle of the second paragraph of Midas. And the only way I can tell you where we are is it says with the Medrash, and he identifies the Medrash as Pisroin Taira Saif Perchis Zazria. Amru, Maisim Rebbe Kiva Sheshkimu Tamidov Lishnas Vibes HaMedrash. Rebbe Kiva's Tamidim got up to learn in the Beis Medrash via Hespit, and there was that ongoing Hespit there. And Rebbe Chaim, in parentheses, puts in Hanir Lehem, they saw Rebbe Kiva Boichu Maspit. Rebbe Kiva is in the middle of crying and saying a Hespit. Amru, so they said, Shema Chosid Meis. Must have been a very righteous person that died that's causing Rebbe Kiva to have this reaction. But Nira Rebbe Kiva, the Saif died. And it seemed, to, it appeared, what did you say, Nira? Was it appropriate? What? It seems that Rebbe Kiva felt it was important, but Saif died and he was maspidim. So Hochulu Bateyem, so they went to their houses. If the Rebbe is in such tsar, that means this person must have been a real chas of a person. The loves of Shchayrim, and they dressed in black, which is a sign of Avelus. The Yashu Lefnei Rebbe Kiva, and they came to sit in front of Rebbe Kiva. Solu Ba'ovu, how does he translate that?
They asked
Rebbe Kiva
a question
concerning about the morning. Saul Ba'avu, they asked him about the morning. Well, Yeshiva didn't answer him. He didn't answer them. Amalami said to them, Mari Yisrael Lishokach, why are you fellows asking Avelus? The Lachduch B'deichem, and you change your clothing. Amalai Shabana, we came. We knew Yisrael Cholitz. We saw you, your shirt off. They used to take off their shirt, uncover their shoulders as a sign of Avelus. Mesnechel Kishurim, and your loins tied. These are all things that Avelim did. Umasbet, and you were saying a Hesbet. Amalahen, so Bekiva said to them, I never knew this. I must have read this once because I once learned Orchus Yashir, but I don't remember this. So you see diaries with Parshas Negoim. I was learning Negoim. There's a Chaytil of Gehazi, and I remembered Gehazi who became a Mitzairam. So he royally is Navi Elisha. He had the potential to become a Navi like Elisha. But Dover Kau, and for a light thing, because of some money, because Taiva for money, not with Shaloy Alof. He took what happened to him on himself. One sinner, one sin can cause a person to lose a lot of good. He felt terrible about Gehazi. He threw it away for a little thing. Yeravim ben Avot was a gadol b'tayrav. There was nothing missing, no lacking in Yeravim's Taira. The Chiddush Dvarim Shalei Shmatim Azam Yailam. And his Chiddushim were things that nobody ever heard before. All Tamid HaChachamim were in front of Yeravim like the grass of the field. The whole time at Taira Megulim like Kasada. And he knew all the reasons for the mitzvahs as if they were an open field. Vasiba Shanikso Amru, Gasa Saruach Sayabai, his Gaiva, Tadasim and Ailam ruined him from this world. Shanishyar Shial Lurego, when he became king of the Aseret HaShvatim, Api Navi. So that wasn't wrong. He was supposed to become king in Aseret HaShvatim. But when he became king, he was afraid to go up to the Rego because Rechavim would sit and he would stand. Shistarach Lama Yechavim Yeshev, because the only one that can sit in the Azara is Malchus Beis David. Vama Shatavsar Kadosh Baruch Hu Bebigdai, Kadosh Baruch Hu grabbed him. Vama Lech Hazarbach, Nu Tshuva, Bani Va'ata Ben Yishai Netayel Began Eden. And you, I, and Ben Yishai will, the Bani Shalom offered him to walk in Gan Eden, Kaviyachu with him. Amalai mi b'raish, ben Yishai b'raish. Who's going to be ahead? David. Amalai yachilai b'ina. I don't play second place. Batam, shemi shaloku b'midus ras, kol teras v'chol chumasa in my display. Without midus, your Torah is worthless. And I want to bring you to tell us that this happens to everybody, to a lot of people. You ask a person, why aren't you trying to finish that Masechta? Says, I can't really know it as well. So I try and do the best you can. The answer is, people have this thing, if I can't get it done to the best, I'd rather not try. If I'm not the best, I'd rather not try. Yes?
On the story of the Sarah's book that I gave, actually happened to be today's part of not
I can't. That's what you're going to have to learn. You got to raise your voice. Either that or you have to get me hearing aids. Yes.
No,
I don't need them, Baruch Hashem. Yes.
The story of Gechazi, what Rabbi Kibbutz Oshon said about Gechazi, Chazal gave a number of reasons, including his behavior with the Shunamite woman, married things like that.
You're right, but the way I understand it is that the Medrash is identifying that as the source. I can only tell you, the Medrash is saying that's the source. I hear your question, is great. But he's quoting a Medrash.
It seems at the very least that it has to be more close to
Tanaim. No, I disagree. But again,
Tanaim and Shad say that he did other things.
Nobody's denying that. The Pasuk says he did other things.
Right.
So obviously, this Medrash is saying.
It has to be interpreted. So.
Fine. Again, but the Medrash is saying that this is the source. So we'll have to figure out what to do. But the Medrash is saying it, and there's no Tanaim that say otherwise. That's what I'm trying to say. There's such a thing called the source of what causes other things. His taiva was the source. That's what it says. His midas of not being able to control his taiva was the source.
We're referred to Moshe Rabbeinu as... did not go into Egypt.
Anyway, we're going to learn a different time. Now it's midas time. Okay, so yesterday, we had a machlokes with Papa and Rav Huda ben Rav Yeshua. Here's a woman that used to see every 22 days. That's how we learned. 15 doesn't mean 15. 15 months, 22. And it says that she has to be chayshish day 22. And then one time, she saw three times day 22. She was kaveya vest. And then one time she skipped 22 and went to 27. So the Mishnah says that the next time she has to keep 22 and 27. And Rav Papa understands that the 22 comes from the 22, meaning not from the 27, what she actually saw, but she has to count 22 from the time she should have seen, which means day 44. The problem is day 44 isn't the days of Zivus, because if she sees 27, day 44 is day 17 of the cycle, which is days of Zivus. And yet it says she has to separate on day 44. It's a raya that even though a woman cannot be kaveya vest during Zivus, but she has to be chayshish to separate even in the days of Zivus. That's what Rav Papa said. Rav Huda ben Rav Yeshua responded, and he said, why are you assuming that the 22 is from the 22? The 22 is from the 27, right? If a woman skips 22 and sees in 27, she has to worry about 22, but the 22 is not starting from the day she should have seen, starts from the day she actually saw. Because what happens is, the woman sees a certain amount of days of gathering of whatever causes the period, and then the period goes. And that's a 22-day cycle by this woman. The fact that she should have seen on 22 didn't trigger anything. Rav Papa holds, it did. Rav Huda ben Yeshua says, 22 starts from the Riya. Therefore, there's no Raya. That's what we learned yesterday. This is my
cloak.
Chazanish learns, the Chazanish explained, Rav Huna ben Yeshua is the one that at least I can understand, which says that the reason a woman sees after 22 days or after 26 days is her body gathers out whatever it gathers in her uterus, and then it releases it. And that happens after a certain amount of days. So the fact that she should have seen day 22 is no impact, because the bottom line is she emptied out on day 27. If she emptied out on day 27, Rav Huda ben Yeshua says the process starts then. It's a 22-day process because she has a vest kavua, but the process doesn't start till she empties out. At that point, the process of refilling starts again. That's the way Chazanish explains Rav Huda ben Yeshua. The way he explains Rav Papa, which is the more difficult one, is that he says the Rav Papa holds just like Bayayim HaChodesh. If a woman sees Gimel, and then skips Gimel and sees Zion, the next Gimel she has to be Chayshish. Why? Because we say Gimel is a trigger. The Gimel day is a trigger. We'll learn more about that when we get to Vestas. So you see there's such a thing as triggers, nothing to do with filling up. We don't say Gimel has to do with the days in between. We say Gimel is a trigger. The Chazanish says that Rav Papa holds the 22 is a trigger. That means when she passes 22 starts again. Why it starts again is because that triggers her body. That's how the Chazanish explains Rebbe. Yes, Dr.
Well, two things. Number one, the accumulation causing the menses was understood 500 BCE around the Mediterranean Rim as that the uterus accumulated blood steadily until there was too much and it broke down and it excreted blood. That's in a number of authors. The other one, the second one, would seem to be consonant with the idea that the calendar itself affects the body. For instance, that if a girl regrows her virginity below a certain age, and that age is affected by whether or not there's libido or not, so that the calendar itself has a direct effect.
But, again, I'm not going to pick sides. I'm telling you, this is the way the Chazanish explains Rav Papa and Rav Huda Ben Rav Shua. That's all my interest in this Gemara always, is to try to explain the opinions and not offer my opinion of what's right and what's wrong. That's not my job. To me, Rav Papa holds his way, and Rav Huda Ben Rav Shua holds his way, and we all move. That's all.
They're both easily sourced.
That's right. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Right. So we didn't do Rashi and Rav Huda Ben Rav Shua. So we're up to Mimai. Okay, the Rashi starts Mimai. It's the last word on the line. It's about halfway down the narrow lines. Rav Huda Ben Rav Shua is reacting to Rav Papa, who says that the 22 starts from the 22. Mimai. The high yom chavez da shvinale. That when we say he has to separate on day 22, menina miyom chavez, we count from day 22. Shai shavuya lirois, that she was supposed to see kishadilgo when she skipped, the one she skipped. The Matilevi Meziva, then 22 would end up on 44, which is the days of Zivus. The Cheshbon Riyah Sharasa B'Chav Zayin, right? Because Zivus starts at 27. That's when her cycle of 7 and 11 starts. But her 22 starts from 22, so it ends up being day 44. Maybe day 22 that we ask her, Benina Miyayim Riyasa, maybe we start that from day 27. That means that would end up on day 49, which is past the days of Zivus. When these 22 come, she's already 4 days into Nida days, meaning 17 plus 18 plus 27 is 45, and now she sees on 49, which is 4 days later. So she would be in the days of Nidas. Now Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua brings a raya from a chicken and an egg. The Hamish of Chashina Shematasa Likadmusa were afraid that she's going to start Lirais Michav Beis Lachav Beis Asrin Allah. It's not from the 22 that she didn't see. It's that we're afraid she's going to see 22 from the last Ria. The Hashtag Lachav Beis Laria. That you're only afraid from the 22 from when she actually saw. Aval Yom Chav Beis Lachesh Ben Yom Shai Saruya Lirais. But 22 from the day she should have seen, Laimati Ashrinan, Mishum Hakshasha. We can't ask for it because maybe she's going back to 22. Even if she goes back to 22, she won't see a 44, which is day 17 since she saw last. Her best is 22 from the last Ria, not 22 as a cycle of 22, whether she sees or not. 22 is not a trigger. 22 is when she fills up, but it has to be from when she emptied out. If you're going to tell me it's 22 from the day she should have seen, this is not the regular woman who goes back to her regular time to shorten the days that she saw and then start a period earlier. So it should be 22 from the last 22. Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua says 22 means after you empty out, she sees 22. She missed 22. So what? Because she missed the 22, so therefore it's 22 from then? She needs 22 days of filling up. And that doesn't happen until after 27.
The only difference is that they have to separate during that day, during
Sivan.
That's their argument.
Well, the Papa is bringing a riot that you do, and Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua says it's not a riot.
Right. That, which is more mistaken.
I don't, again, you're asking me to pick sides. I have a side in my thing. I'm not one to pick sides. I understand the Buddha made Yeshua better. The doctor understands, at least I sounded from him yesterday to me, that he understands Rav Papa better. So, again, I you know what my, whether I understand or not, I have a side. I'm a Royam. People that could be Mechayim Esim, you know what I mean? And you know when you don't tamper with them. That's all I know. And you let them do whatever they want to say and say whatever they want to say and try to understand them and move on.
Although the Bible says that the race is not always quick, it matters more. I would certainly put more money on what you think than what I think.
No, again, it means nothing. Because I just understand Rav Buddha Baby Shua. He's working understanding Rav Papa. The Ilai Taimahachi. And he proved it, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yeshua. He proved it from a chicken. High time to go to this hen, the Ramya Yaima, the Kavsha Yaima. She lays an egg one day and stops the next day. The Ramya Yaima and lays the egg day 3, the Kavsha Yaima and stops day 4. Then all of a sudden, Kavsha Trey Yaimi, the Ramya Yaimi. She lays an egg 5 and then skips 2 days, 6 and 7, right? The Ramya Yaima. He had her noctay, and then she lays an egg. He had her noctay, kidlakame noctay, kloimar. And Rashi explains. Tanagailas argila lahatu mayim hayayim. She lays an egg today, belamid lamachar, and stop tomorrow. Lahatu yayim gimel, belamid yayim dalin. She lays on day 3, doesn't on day 4. The shins the vesta, the umda milanis yayim hayim yayim dalin. And she stopped her regular, and on day 5, she doesn't lay an egg. The Havalutrei Yaimi, that's 4 and 5. Viramya Yaim Shishi, and now she laid an egg on day 6. She had Renakta, Imi Chazeres Kuminhaga Lahatu Yaim Pilamba Yaim. She goes back to her regular of laying an egg one day and skipping a day. To the Kamei Nakta. She's not going to lay an egg on 7 because she was supposed to lay an egg on 5. If her vest is one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, and she skips 2, even if she returns to the one day, it's not going to be, 7 is going to be a harm because she was supposed to do it on 5. But she didn't. She did it on 6. And she needs 2 days to lay the next egg. Because I mean, she doesn't see 7, which is after 6. She'll see, she'll have one on 6, they'll have one on 8. She was supposed to have one on 5, 7, and 9, but she didn't. She had one on 6. So we don't say she's going to make it up by having one on 7 and return back to the odd numbers. We say no, every second day. She's still continuing her pattern. She skipped one. But we don't say that she makes up the pattern. We say continue it with one day on, one day off. Like in the Mikar Nakta. Or you're going to say by the egg, you're going to say she lays the egg the way she was supposed to. She should have had one on 5, Belamed Bevav, Lahatu Betayim, Belamed Beches. Are you going to say, since she skipped 4 and 5, she's going to have egg 6 and 7? So she should go back to not having eggs on even days? The way it was supposed to be? You're not going to say that. Of course, you'll say, no, it takes another day to produce the egg. It's not going to go faster because you skipped a day. So go back to the lady. Which is on day 22. It won't be back to 22 from 22. It'll be 22 from when she sees. Right? We ask her day 49, not day 44. And therefore, a papa has no raya. Back to the Gemara. Amalei Rapapa. So Rapapa brings it other raya. It's the middle of the daf. I would say it's about 15 lines before the end of the parak. Amalei Rapapa. So Rapapa is still going to try to prove his yesod that during the days of Zivas, even though she can't be kaveya vest, she separates. Why? Elohad Amir Rishlakish. Rishlakish said, Isha kavas lavest betoichim mei Zivas. A woman can establish a vest during Zivas. Now, Rish Lakish disagrees with the Gemara before that said a woman can't have a vest in days of Zivas. That's how some Rishonim learn. I don't think Rashi pointed out. Right. He doesn't point it out. It seems to be in the Shaila and Rishayim. But we'll just learn the simple way. The Rish Lakish disagrees with the Gemara before. The Gemara before said a woman is not Kaveh Vest during Zivus. Rish Lakish says a woman is Kaveh Vest during Zivus. That's not the point that we're driving at. The Ein Isha Kaveh Lazas B'yayim Yafkei Nidusa. However, in the days that she's a Nida, and we don't know what that means, she can't be Kaveh Vest. And the Gemara is going to explain itself. So we'll leave it for the Gemara to explain. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Isha Kavas by Vest, Rabbi Yochanan Nidusa. Not true. A woman can have a vest during the days of her Nidus. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that in the days of Nidus, she has a vest? Hechidami, love, isn't it? Now, the Kazoi Reish Yarcha, a woman saw Rish Chodesh, Vecham Shabi Yarcha. And then she saw again. Remember, these women were saw and stopped. And then she started seeing again on day 5, which when she's a Nida anyway. So a Nida's tummy 7 days. So she saw Aleph, and then she saw Hey. There's no Beis Gimel Dalet, she was clean. Hey, it doesn't make a difference. She's tummy for 7 days, Anita. But on Hey, she started seeing again. Then the second month, again, Vareish Yarcha, Becham Shabi Yarcha. She saw Rish Chodesh, and she saw again on number 5. V'hashta Chazoi Becham Shabi Yarcha, V'Vareish Yarcha Loi Chazoi. And now she skipped Rish Chodesh. She had a vest kavua on Rish Chodesh. And on day 5, again, Rish Chodesh can be a vest kavua, not a vest kavua. That doesn't make a difference. She saw Rish Chodesh twice, and hey is the one we're concentrating on. And then on the 3rd month, or the 4th month, or the 5th month, she didn't see Rish Chodesh, and she saw hey. Ishi kaveya day hey. Let's say it's the 3rd month. Because she saw 3 months in a row, day hey. But the first 2 times, day hey was in the days of her nidus. She was tameh anyway. She saw hey when she was in the middle of tumah. She saw hey when she was in the middle of tumah. And now, she didn't see Rish Chodesh, so she's not tameh, and she saw hey. I'm asking whether it's kaveya vest. Let's stick to what the Gemara say. The next month that she has to separate hay. The next month she didn't see Rish Chodesh, and now it's hay, so she has to separate from her husband. That's the time. She saw hay, didn't see Rish Chodesh. The next month she didn't see Rish Chodesh, now it's hay. She goes to ask her Rav, do I have to separate? Because I have a vest of 3 times I saw hay. Dr. Bjorkinen, she has a vest, and she has to separate the hay. And Rish Lakish says, no, there is no vest in the days of Nidus, because 2 of the 3 happened during Nidus. Now, the Kamar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Ish the Kavas le vest, but she may Nidusa. She's Kaveya vest in the days of Nidus, right? That's what he says. Now, why is it the days of Nidus? The 3rd one is not the days of Anidas. The 3rd one, she's not Anida. Why are we calling, Rabbi Yochanan is calling it, that she's Kaveya Vest, B'toich Yemei Nidusa. Now, had Rabbi Yochanan said she's Kaveya Vest, it wouldn't have used the word B'toich Yemei Nidusa. I would have said she's Kaveya Vest, because the 3rd one wasn't in the days of Nidas. Again, B'toich Yemei Nidusa. She's Kaveya the vest in the middle of the days of her Nidus. Why is this called Yemei Nidusa? Again, can we do the Gemara? The Gemara is going to ask. This is the Gemara's question. Rabbi Yochanan's wording should have been Isha Kavas le vest when she saw 2 Yemei Nidus and 1 not Yemei Nidus. But his logic is Isha Kavas le vest B'toich Yemei Nidusa. It means 3 times in the days of her Nidus. Why is this called Toich Yemei Nidusa?
The Rebbe just added that 3 times, but okay. I hear the question. The Rebbe added 3 times. It doesn't say...
Well, that's what he said, but Toich Yemei Nidusa, in the middle of the days of Anidas. Right. Must be that that is Alma Mereish Yarchem Anina. Must be that when this woman skipped Rish Chodesh, right, she skipped Rish Chodesh. Right. That means we're saying that as far as we're concerned, Rosh Chodesh was the days where she becomes Anita, so to speak, meaning her body still is operating on Rosh Chodesh starting Nidus. She doesn't become Usher, but we're saying that in Rabbi Yechanan's mind, Hey, well, at this point, is B'toich Yemei Nidusa, because the body operated from Rosh Chodesh, even though the Haflaga is different, because the last year was only on Hey, right? And still, let's see Rashi. Rashi does a better job of explaining it than I do, so let's see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amar Rebbe Amar Einisha Kavas Leves Toich Yemei Nidusa, B'yamim Shinida, K'davinan L'meimar, like the Gemara is going to explain, Fuchsia Milsa Reb Yechanan. The Chazoi Reish Yarcha, V'hei B'yarcha. She saw Rish Chaydish and Hei. V'reish Yarcha, V'hei B'yarcha. Rish Chaydish and Hei. V'ashti Chazoi, V'hei B'yarcha. V'avu L'gimul Zimni, V'hei B'yarcha. Three times, five. V'ma'ach Shavir L'vest, V'hei B'chaydish. V'rish Lachish Lo Yavi Vest. Rish Lachish holds it's not a vest. V'atrei Zimni Kamoi, V'hei B'yarcha, V'tei Chimei Nidus Amamich. The first two were in the middle of her days. Anita had a miyesh yarcha. She had become Anita and Rosh Chodesh. Upam gimel, have a mei Anita levicheshes ben harui paroi. And the third time, she's in the middle of the days where she should have been Anita. So I said, "Ruya liyis reish yarcha." She should have seen Rosh Chodesh. Now, what does that mean? She should have seen Rosh Chodesh. She didn't. Alma. So we see, Medikari Lepam Gimel Toich Yemei Nida, Alma Levi Chesben Haroi Meninan. We're being medayik from the words that he calls it, in the middle of the days of Aninus. That means, in Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan's mind, what's happening now, is even though the woman didn't see in Rish Chodesh, but since she should have seen in Rish Chodesh, we call it Yemei Nidusa.
She didn't have a
Chantzal. Oh, I said, even if she did, it makes no difference. B'toich Yemei Nidusa. And therefore, Rebbe is proving that as far as we're concerned, if she was supposed to see Rish Chodesh, that trigger in the body is there, even though in actuality she didn't see. So he wants to apply it to the 22 also. That even though she didn't see on 22, but in the mind of our counting, 22 is a trigger. That's what he's trying to prove it from the language. The fact that it's called B'toich Yemei Nidusa. Again, I understand what everybody's going to ask me. The bottom line is she didn't see it. She's not Tamei. I agree. But what he's trying to prove is the fact that Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish referred to it B'toich Yemei Nidusa means that they consider that Yemei Nidusa because she should have seen it, even though she didn't see. I'm a lie. So Rabbi Papa said lie. That's not Pshat and Rabbi Yechon. Hachi am Rabbi Yechon. The case of Rabbi Yechanan is not that case. In that case, Rabbi Yechanan would not have called it Yemei Nidusa. He would not. But the case was, because Oy Reish Yarcha, V'Reish Yarcha. She saw twice in Rish Chodesh. V'Estrim V'Chamsha B'Reilcha. Then she saw Chav Hei, V'Reish Yarcha. So she saw Rish Chodesh Nitzan, Rish Chodesh Ir, Chav Hei Ir, and Rish Chodesh Sivan. So the first two times had nothing to do with Mei Nidusa. She saw Rish Chodesh Nisan and Rish Chodesh here. Regular lady. Then she saw Chav Hei here. And now 5 days later, she sees again. That's the middle of her 7 days. She's now in the middle of her 7 days. She saw Chav Hei here. Rish Chodesh Sivan is in the middle of her actual 7 days. If she could... Nisan,
yeah.
Rish Chodesh Ir, Chav Hei Ir, and then Rish Chodesh Sivan. Why is she not a need on Chav Hei Ir? So Rish Chodesh Nisan, Rish Chodesh Ir, and then she went to the mikvah, and she's fine, and she sees Chav Hei Ir. So she becomes a need. Then she stops on Chav Hei Ir, and she sees again on Rish Chodesh Sivan. Rish Chodesh Sivan is in the middle of the days of Anitas. She is now currently Anita.
She could
have been in the middle of Zivas. I didn't say a word about Zivas. We're talking about Kaveh Vafmi Mei Nidusa. She's in the middle of an edus. So to be Eichonen, she's kaveh vesper shchedish. Rish Lakish says, why? She's in the middle of an edus. She can't be kaveh vesper in the middle of an edus. But this is actually made to do so. This is not potential humane to do so, which is the way Rapapa understood it. This is actual humane to do so. She's in the middle of her nidus on time number three. So if you're sluggish, she can't become not a vest. You can't be convey a vest in the middle of the 7 days. She's in the middle of her 7 days. And Rish Lakish Bechon is saying, yes, she can.
The story,
all of Yechon has said is a woman can be conveyed after remaining in Dusa. What's the story? Papa has one story.
Where
did he get the story? He read Yechon. You have to make up a story that she made in Dusa, right?
They're both making up stories,
or yeah. Yechon just said a woman can be conveyed after remaining in Dusa. Okay. So Papa understood it one way. And the Huda Brevi Shua says, no, that's not the case. Making up stories has a wrong connotation. It seems to connote that they're just making up a story like somebody makes up a Bubba Mice. They're explaining Rabbi Yechonon. One understood Rabbi Yechonon one way, and therefore walked away saying, potential called you may need this. And the other one understood Rabbi Yechonon the other way, and therefore saw no raya.
One way which you might want to say is that Rabbi Yochanan definitely made the statement, and Rabbi Yochanan was definitely referring to something. Phenomenologically, what happened to his Rabbi Yochanan?
Exactly what I said.
What's the scenario?
Exactly what I said, but I said it in my language, where I can talk. You know, somebody did me a favor. It's a nice thing that he did. I used to say, like 20-some years ago, maybe 30 years ago, I used to say it till I'm sure in my Shabbos. And somebody took a recording, a tape, a cassette, and put it on AI and had it type it out. It had him type it out two ways, the AI way and the way I talk. And he gave me the copy of both of them. And it's, one is the way I talk, and one is the way AI talks. It's the same shear. Same shear, but different language, different way of expressing. But I talk the way I talk. I can't change the way I talk. It's what I do. I didn't give it out. I have one copy. He gave me one copy.
One can always change the way.
What?
One can always change the way
I talk. I know, but I'm very happy with the way I talk. So.
Yeah, I went to that chair. Brilliant chair.
Thank you very much. It's 30 years ago. It makes us both old. Right, sir.
It also means it wasn't AI.
No, it's not. Okay, it was still before USBs existed. You know what I mean? It was set. Dr. Gemara. I didn't finish the Gemara. All Rabbi Yechon is saying is that really she has a vest on Rish Chodesh. This month she had too much blood, so it came out on Chafei. That's what he's saying. This woman sees Rish Chodesh. And this month she had too much blood, so she bled on 25, but she saw Rish Chodesh again. That means that's a trigger. When Ravin came and all the people who traveled to see whoever they are, Amruk, Rav Huna Breda Rishua, they said, Shatan Rabbi Yechon is like Rav Huna Breda Rishua. Zakrachi, Amalai, Elohachim Rabbi Yechon. And the Chaja traced him to Mereisha Acha. She saw two times on Rish Chodesh. Upam Shlishis Bechafei. And the third time on the 25th, Urevius Rish Chodesh. And the fourth time in Rish Chodesh. The Havilei Hach Riyah Basraisis, he Shlishis. The Riyash HaRish Chodesh, B'taychi made a Dusa Mamash. This is in the middle of her 7 days. She needs the Miyayim Chavei. Shemachi Karele, B'taychi made a Dusa. That's why he used the term in the middle of the days of Nidus. Not Nidhi. I, the time of my Havi Kriyas. So why is it a Kriyas? Ha'orcha B'achi, Sheniftach Mayna. Isn't this the norm thing that her Mayan opened up? Meaning, why is this considered a Kriyas vest? She saw in 25. Why is Rish Chodesh? Once it's open, it's open. Why is that considered a vest of starting? Vest means when it starts. This is in the middle of her 7 days. That's not starting. The main Riyah is on the 5th day of her Riyah. By Yom's Mana. And that's the day. Rabbi Yechon is saying, this woman sees Rish Chodesh. That's the main one. She saw 5 days earlier also. That was an aberration. She had extra blood so the body relieved itself. But then stopped and started again in Rosh Chodesh. Amrul, Rabbi Yechon and Karabuna, because they might see like we had said. Had no luck when I excused him. Yaitse Daifen, Caesarean. The reason Yaitse Daifen is a Caesarean, it comes out of the side of the body, not the regular way. Daifen means a wall, comes out of the wall. Ein Yaitsun Olaf, Yimei Tumav, Yimei Tara. It's not called a childbirth, the hilchus of childbirth. Not called a childbirth. Ve'eichayavin ala carbon, and one is not chayav a carbon. Meaning all the halachas of childbirth, 14 days of tumah for a girl, 66 days of tara, and a carbon at the end is a natural birth. Doesn't even have to be a live birth, a natural birth. But a cesarean, there's no days of tumah, there's no days of tara, and there's no carbon. All this will be sourced in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Eimer, Harei Zecha Yalid, it's a regular baby. Days of tumah, days of tara, and carbon. Rashi, Yaitse Daifen. Now Rashi is concerned how a woman survives this. We're talking about bringing a carbon, having a tumah, having a meitara. Means obviously she didn't die. Because if she died, she doesn't have any meitumah and any meitara, and she's not bringing a carbon. Zot Rashi, Al Yidei Sam Niftuchu Me'eha. They were able to do surgery by using not a knife, but medication. Some kind of medication that can open flesh. And they took the baby out, and she was able to heal. That's how Rashi sets it up. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Kol hanashim metameis mebeis hachitzai. Now the Gemara is going to differentiate between Nida and Zav and Balkari. A woman, meaning either Nida or Zivus, in contrast to a Zav and a Balkari. At what point does a man become a Zav? When it leaves wherever Zivus comes from and enters his male organ, or when it exits his male organ? The answer is by a man, it's when it exits his male organ. Until there, he's tar. Even though he's on the way of its exit, he feels it's going to come out, but it didn't come out yet. He's still tar. And the Gemara is going to say it in Afkamina in a second. But by a woman, the minute it exits the cervix into the vaginal canal, she's
anita. And that's
the feeling after you talked about? Yeah, the feeling after you when it leaves the cervix. Hargasha. And therefore, she becomes tummy once it's in her vaginal canal. Now, we don't go around worrying about this only for Taurus, but without Taurus, we don't worry, because we say as soon as it comes to the vaginal canal, it goes right out. But the moment it enters the vaginal canal, that's when it becomes a Nida. Well, that was the whole silent, is it? Remember we said that you have to be chayish makes place for her husband or not? Remember?
If you're out of Asher, you don't see anything, so it didn't come out right away. I mean,
I have mentioned
right away. It's not there, so it didn't come out right away.
No. So, you're getting me into something I didn't want to get into yet, and that is, a woman can have ragush and it's not done. It can be mucus.
That's enough
to say it wasn't done. The problem is when she has ragush and doesn't know what it was. Again, this is all, we'll leave that for later. I know that. That's by labor. We're talking about a regular nida. Zok de Mishnah Kol Hanashim Metameis Bebeis Hachitzot. Beis Hachitzot is the vaginal canal. Shenem Adam Yezayva Bibsara. Still in her basar. Avazov Balkeri Einem Metameis Machetetel Luchot to an exit the body. Nafkamina Hayayecho Betruma. A guy is eating truma. Obviously a kayan. Behirgish Shenizdazu Evarav. And he feels his limbs shake, which means Terry is on its way out. He knows, he feels that he's on his way to have Terry come out of his body. And he can't stop it. Oichiz Bama, he holds his male organ tight. Ubaleya es atruma. And he swallows the truma, because a tummy is high of mitzvah if he eats truma. He's in the middle of eating the truma. It's in his mouth. just telling you what it says here. Umita period. So he can hold it back in his body. It's not tame. The minute he lets go, it's going to come out. But it didn't come out. To be discussed in the Gemara. But at this point, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Umitamim b'chol shehu. And by the way, whether it's dam nidus or whether it's keri or zav, it's matami with a drop. Even with the size of a mustard seed, even less than a mustard seed. There is no shear of how much has to exit his or her body. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kalan Rashi, you need the matamis mechiyasa dam lebeis achitzoin. Afagav demidu kaisle rachma. Even though the walls of her vagina have held it back. Mibsara mashma betoich besara. Nechutz begemar yalufla, shenizdazu evarav, nekar shikhma zera migufay. That means the shikhma zera has left the body and is on its way out. Hasn't left the body, but it has left the place where it is and it's on its way out. He's not tamei. Something about right, meaning his vaginal, her vaginal canal and his male organ are not the same halacha. Something about right, I'm remembering my path, it's my time of Rabbanah. Where did Rabbanah learn that a Caesarean is not called a birth, legabi halacha? Why did it have to say Ishiki Zazriah? Well, Ishiki Yolda Zachar. We know that in order to be Yolda Zachar, she had to conceive. Why did the pirate bother telling me the woman who conceives? Well, if she gives birth to a boy, she conceives. The unnecessary words. Yeah. Tell me, I should tailor the Makam Shimazras. The tailor has to be from the same place she conceived a natural childbirth. Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon do with this pasuk? Even if the baby comes out liquefied, but it was once a baby in the stomach, then we say she's tamei leida. The baby does not have to come out viable. It has to come out. And that's enough. So Isaac is as we have a yoga, even if the later comes out, a baby that fell apart. Remember we talked about a shoya that has the baby in it that had fallen apart. Oh, the Mishnah. The second line of Shimon Aymar Zakiyala. Rashi, okay, she's reading the Nimuk of Vlad, the Arm of Apella, shoya babayas, abayas tame. Remember we said shoya in the house becomes tame. Shimon Aymar Vlad Nimuk. And Reb Shimon says no because the blood is already disintegrated. Remember the Gemara. Later, Reb Shimon, she is tamei leida. She is tamei leida. Aye, the baby is not viable, it's liquefied. But y'all have time in Mahacha. Because it says Sazria, let's say, the Yolda. To tell me that that even if it's Yolda, like Sazria. Rabbanon don't need a plastic for this. Why? Because the Lizuk, even the Amri Abayas Tramei, they say when the Shulya comes out, we say the baby did not disintegrate yet. It's in the process of disintegrating. Les Lunimuk, Upshita Nimut Meyaleda. They assume that the baby is not disintegrated. So they don't need a Pasuk to tell me a disintegrated baby. Because in their mind, the Shulya is not a disintegrated baby till it's moved around after childbirth. Going back to the Sugya in the third Perek, you move it once, you move it twice. That's what we talked about. Reb Shimon my time, period. That's all. That's what Rabbanon learned. They don't learn the second thing. They hold that every time a woman gives birth, we say it's not disintegrated. Quaint Reb Shimon. What does he do with the pasuk?
First words of Rashi,
he's going in Reb Shimon. Who said that? No, what? It was Reb Shimon.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
So I'm thinking my advice. Reb Shimon, my timer. And where does Reb Shimon learn that a Caesarean is a childbirth? It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara started off asking, where did Rabbanah learn it's not a childbirth? And came back with a pasuk, which Reb Shimon didn't use. So, why does Reb Shimon need a pasuk? If Rabbanah needed a pasuk to exclude a Caesarean, Why does Rav Shimon need a pasuk to include a cesarean? What is the svarah chitzaida? What would you say without any psukim? So Marshach, whoever you would say without any psukim, that one doesn't need a pasuk. The Gemara starts out, what is the reason of the Rabbanah? Usually that means that without a pasuk, we would go like Rav Shimon.
What's your pasuk? You got to come back with something.
Rav Shimon came back and said that pasuk is about something else. So the way I understand it is, the Gemara says you can go either way. And therefore, we say to the question is, why is Rav Shimon rather go with his thing of Nimuk, change his Ria? Why doesn't he learn like Drabara? The answer is he has his own pasuk, which forces him to learn the other drasha. Meaning, once the Rabbanan brought a pasuk, it makes sense to learn like that. He came back and said, I use it for something else. But why did you use it for something else? That's how I understand. Frank Zigamar, Rav Shimon, my Taima. Amar Ishlankash Amakra, Teleid, the Rabbis Yaitzi Dyson. Teleid, says from the cave of Teleid. Could have just said him the cave. We're talking about birth. To tell me even a cesarean. Rashi, Teleid, him the cave of Teleid, the much of the myth of him the Teba, Tamish Vayim. If it's in a cave, she's 2 weeks stomach. Rabbanan. So what did Rabbanan do with the word Teleid? Hamibayle, the rabbis tumtum vadraginus. Teleid says it doesn't have to be a boy. It doesn't have to be a girl. It can be a tumtum, which is either a boy or a girl, but the genital area is covered up. So we don't know that it's a boy or a girl, and therefore you would think it's not a regular leda. Or an androgynous, which has the genitalia of both boy and girl. We have to know it's a male or know it's a female at the time of birth. The loid tumtum, what we don't know at the time of birth, the androgynous, who we never know. Maybe they don't get to him at all. Sarah said him zachar and a keva. Kamash Malan, the extra word Teleid, says Tumtum and Androgynous are included. For Machmer, like Zachar and Akeva. Days of Tum of an Akeva, days of Tara of a Zachar. What? Rav Shimon. But let's catch up with Rashi first. Rashi, the Chayev, no, there's no Rashi. I guess Rashi wanted to do it your way. Frank the Gemara, Rav Shimon, how does he know that halacha? Now, what the Gemara is going to do now, it happens many, many places in Shas. A sequence of drashas. Rabbanan do this. Where does Rav Shimon know it from a different pasuk? What do Rabbanan do with the different pasuk? They learn this. What does Rav Shimon know this? And it goes into a thing, and then finally gets to the bottom where the argument is. The Gemara works backwards. Meaning, the Gemara starts saying, Rabbanan learned it from here. Rav Shimon learned it from here. Rabbanan needs it for something else. Rav Shimon knows that something else from somewhere else. Where did Rabbanan know it from? It keeps on going to one point that says, this is the source of the machlokes. And then build from there, you go back to why one has an extra pasuk and the other one doesn't. As we will see. Frank Digamai Rav Shimon, how does he know that Tumtun Radraganus? Navkale Miditani Bar Livoi. He learns that from the Brisa Bar Livoi. The Tani Bar Livoi, Leben, it says, Azais Tare Sayaletis, what's the pasuk? I should not talk because I didn't look up the pasuk either. Why did it have to say that? But Maizim Meitara. Tubby, Meikarba. We know it's Meitara. Leben, Lereben, Mikomokim. Lebas, Lebas, Mikomokim. Any kind of ben, any kind of bas, which includes Tumtum, which is a kind of ben or bas, and Androgynous, which we don't know exactly how to treat him, but he's a ben and a bas.
Oh, he argues?
What?
He argues?
He says, I have a different drasha for that.
Right. No, he agrees.
He agrees. Yeah, he just has a different drasha. Frank de Gerard Rabbanan, why don't they learn it that way? If Shimon has a different pasuk, so why didn't they use that pasuk, and that would have freed Teleid to include a Yaitze Dyson? Dr. Gemara, that a woman who has multiple births has to bring multiple kabbalas, meaning multiple births, meaning she gave birth, and she didn't bring a carbon. And then a year later gave birth again, or 2 months later had a miscarriage, How many Kabbalists? Oh, I shouldn't say 2 months later. Let's say 4 months later. I want to stay out of numbers. Had a miscarriage. And now she's going to Shalayim. How many Kabbalists does she have to bring? She owes one from birth one, and owes one from birth two. Does she have to bring two? Or does one carbon cover all? So the ben, I'll call ben or ben. The bas, I'll call bas or bas. That you bring for every birth. Not just one for all.
Twins
is one birth. I said multiple births. Not, I meant, maybe that's a long English word. Multiple births might mean twins. What?
In the case of a cesarean, that's still...
Well, that's a makhloi, because of Shimon Rabban, it still remains a makhloi. But, Frank de Gemara, Reb Shimon, how does he know that? Navkalei, with the tani tani de kamener of sheshes, zoyis tares hayaledes, melamed, okay, now, this is going to be a halacha like this. A woman who miscarries during her days of Tara, okay, woman had a girl. She counted 14 days of Tuma, and now she's in her 66 days, and she became pregnant on, let's say, day 35, which means she is now pregnant 19 days into her Tara, she became pregnant again. 41 days later, we'll say, which is on day, 39 days later, which is on day 74 of Tara, she miscarried. 66 days of Tara, she became pregnant. She became pregnant on day 16 of Tara. 39 days later, which is day 55 of Tara, she miscarried. She only has to bring one carbon, because she never reached day 81. Until she reached day 81, even though the days of Tumah and Tara start over again, there's only one carbon. What if she miscarries after day 81? Then she owes two carbonas. One for the first later, and one for the second later. So sometimes she gets away with one for multiple births. If the birth occurred, it can be, right, during the days of Tara. And sometimes she has to bring two when the second one occurred after the days of Tara. So that's what we're going to see. Zayis Tyrus Hayaletis, Melamed Shemaviya Karben Echad Avladis Harbe. The Brisa says, you can bring one on multiple births. Yachol Tavi Aleda Valziva Ka'achas. Sorry. I would think she can bring... on, if she's a Zava and a lady, can she bring one set? Okay, I'm going to have to go through this slowly. Tomorrow, I want to catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Chayin Uncle Ben Uben, Shem Tavla L'Acha Yodalad, L'Nekeva, B'Shimsha, B'Nisabra, V'Yolda Acha Shmeinim, M'Viya Shnei Kabanas. Tavla Tayaletis, Mashma, Taira Agas Lyaledis, Vladis Harbe. Fine. We're going to stop here. We'll continue Mirat Hashem tomorrow.
We're dealing with thoughts here,
I didn't say after 19 days of pregnancy. I said after 39 days of pregnancy. Till 40 days, it's not a blood.
A few things. The first recorded survival maternal survival, according to Google, the first recorded maternal survival
Chaim Kanievsky brought a rye from here, and the Chazal were able to do things that they later on had to be reevaluated.